GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. If I've learned anything in these past couple of years working with you, George, it's the way the legislature's... Well, no, I have no idea the way the legislature works. But I do know that when a lawmaker wants to put in a bill, they don't have to have the whole thing written. They just have to submit a title, and they send it off to the reviser's office, and they hold that. And you're probably seeing, listeners, stories about some of the 400 or so bills that are planned for the next legislative session, second legislative session, right?
Yeah, the leaders are going to pick from a 56-page list.
Okay.
Does that put you into the right perspective here?
Now, we have learned of one of them, and it's from State Representative Victoria Morales, the Democrat of South Portland. And you don't have to write the entire bill. You just have to put in the legislative request number, but you do have to put a title on it. And this is the title to LR 2953, submitted by State Representative Victoria Morales, the Democrat of South Portland. An act to prevent mass shootings in Maine by banning assault-style weapons. An act to prevent mass shootings in Maine by banning assault-style weapons. So we have as our question of the day, so we can have the conversation, does Maine need a ban on assault-style weapons? Now, what's the first question this raises?
What is an assault-style weapon?
Exactly.
We can get into that.
And, well, whose definition do you use?
Exactly. By the way, the Legislative Council, which is the leaders of both parties, will take a crack at all of this. There are 399 bills proposed.
Oh.
But that doesn't include the 460 that were carried over from the previous session. So, yeah.
Okay.
My initial reaction to this is this hasn't seen the light of day yet. Maybe it's a crack, but this isn't on the way.
Okay. But it's better for us to tell people what's going on than what's happened.
Correct.
Before we run to the phones and look at the text messages that are coming in, I went to a CNBC article that was following the Valentine's Day shooting at the Parkland School in Florida. And there was the talk of, well, what is an assault-style weapon? I want to read one paragraph here. Yet exactly what constitutes an assault weapon is a contentious issue and something that riles up some gun advocates. In fact, many of the large gun groups consider assault weapons a made-up and ambiguous term invented by the anti-gun lobby as it was raised in the 1980s. Maintaining that guns don't actually assault people. There's also this misconception that the AR in AR-15 stands for assault rifle.
Right.
It's not.
No.
AR is, what was the manufacturer of it? Amarine? I don't have it in front
Armalite.
Of me. Armalite. Armalite rifles. That's what the AR in Armalite, and AR stands for, Armalite rifle.
Yeah. The company developed that weapon 60 years ago, by the way. And then Colt bought it, and it goes on and on and on. And I ran into it, I think, as the M16 when I was in the military. But, yeah, I mean, the nomenclature of this is drive you crazy, really.
Well, and sometimes lawmakers will have an ambiguous title because they want to see what's going to fit and what's not going to fit. Notice it is an act to prevent mass shootings in Maine by banning assault-style weapons. She did not, Victoria Morales, write assault-style firearms or guns, which brings this note to us from Ben and Standish. The assault kitchen knife has claimed quite a few people's lives around the world lately. And while we chuckle, there are mass killings, 4+, involving knives. But this is about caller hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Does Maine need a ban on assault style weapons?
Good morning. Well, on assault style weapons, when I read a few years ago back, describing it was any weapon that is mechanically chambered, such as a AR-15, M-16, lever-action rifle, pump shotgun, bolt action rifle, anything other than a break open musket or single shot shotgun. Any weapon, a six cylinder revolver is mechanically fed. That is considered by law described as an assault. It is mechanically chambered. That's my idea of the definition of an assault weapon.
Well, thank you for your call. There's no such thing as an assault weapon. What's called an assault weapon, they hear in the media call it the assault rifle, is a semi-automatic that looks similar to assault rifles carried by the military. The AR-15, like the one that's been used in some of these incidents, is an example of that. So we don't want to get bogged down in the technicality of it. It is a very, very difficult thing to explain or even understand.
And granted, she has just put this into the revisor's office because she's going to, I hope this isn't a case where we have to pass the bill to find out what's in it, because she's writing this. But if bills are designed to be specific, why such a broad title? Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Does Maine need a ban on assault-style weapons, specifically an act to prevent mass shootings in Maine by banning assault-style weapons?
What we need to do is ban these assault-style legislators. But keep in mind, not so long ago, there were a couple of tribes in Africa who killed 1 million of each other in a year with machetes.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. Does Maine need a ban on assault-style weapons? What are you thinking?
Absolutely not. I don't understand what people don't understand about shall not be infringed upon. Plain and simple.
That brings up a point that Maine's Constitution, the right to bear arms, using a broad phrase there, is actually more strongly written than in the U.S. Constitution. When you look at what Maine's Constitution says versus the United States Constitution, and maybe Victoria Morales will run into some difficulty in trying to present this bill if it even makes it through the legislative council.
I've got my doubts on that, to be perfectly honest with you. They don't have a... You're right. They don't have any information on this bill other than a number. And that's how they start out. They start out by putting a request number in, and this will be 2953. But
what we can do is look at other actions by Representative Victoria Morales and see what past history indicates might happen in the future. She's co-sponsored other bills that sought to restrict firearms ownership or talk of background checks this year.
Well, she has co-sponsored, other bills. She once said that she saw a man with his hand in his pocket.
Okay, let's go to this. This is this May of last year, and it was following another mass shooting.
Yeah.
And the state was taking it up, and she was in the committee, and she said that Maine needs something like this, and she shared her personal experience. Let me find her actual quote that I dug up on this. It was during the discussions of Maine's red flag laws that were necessary. And going to read right from the news account. Representative Victoria Morales, Democrat of South Portland, told the committee that she was terrified after seeing a man run into her kid's school with a hand in his pocket shortly after the 2012 shooting that killed 20 children and 6 staff members in Newtown, Connecticut. And she followed up by saying, I just put that out there because I want you to know how fearful parents are, how fearful grandparents are, how fearful our kids are. Some argued against Representative Morales in her statement to say that when you create legislation, you should create it not out of fear. That was one counter to what she said.
Well, one of the problems we're running into the country now, forgetting all the Second Amendment, which always inevitably comes up. There's about 7 states that have enacted some kind of laws banning semi-automatic weapons. Minnesota and Virginia regulating semi-automatic weapons. Connecticut, California, Hawaii. The problem is that we're ending up with a patchwork across the country here. And I don't know what her bill is going to look like. Again, my sense is this thing will probably never see the light of day. But If it does, then you know where the battle will be.
Matt writes to us in our Facebook thread, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. You can find us on Facebook or on Twitter now, George Hale Rick Tyler Show. At what point do we stop? First, using air quotes, assault weapons, really vague definition, he writes parenthetically. Then handguns because they cause a lot of deaths. Then let's just stop making ammunition. That will solve the problem. Thanks, big government, for taking away my right to bear arms. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Does Maine need a ban on assault-style weapons? What are you thinking?
No, this is crazy. You know, we the people don't need any more infringement on our gun rights, but I don't know who the author of it is, but there's another bill coming out you will start hearing about that's going to kick everybody off, and somebody's got a bill out there to require all gun owners to have liability insurance.
Yep, that's one of the 3,099, or no, I'm sorry, how many? 399.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, but I'm glad the caller did. I saw that yesterday, and I said, I hadn't seen her bill yet, and probably won't, but that one is going to bring everybody out of the woodwork.
Moody writes to us, we just went through this several months ago. Anyone that cherishes their Second Amendment is a gun owner and is sick and tired of this constant onslaught of our rights being dismantled. Please join us at the Gun Owners of Maine and help fight back. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Does Maine need a ban on assault-style weapons? What are you thinking?
Absolutely not, Rick. The simple term, as George said it, there is no such thing as an assault rifle. You can assault anybody with anything. A hammer? A knife? Is it an assault knife? No, there is no need for a ban. I do have a question, though.
Bring it.
I do believe she was sworn into office to uphold the Constitution of the state of Maine. By doing this, she's not upholding the Constitution of the state of Maine and should be removed from office, in my humble opinion.
Thank you for your call. Caller, hi, GHRT. We've got you on the PDQ door telephone line to answer our question of the day. Does Maine need a ban on assault-style weapons? What are you thinking?
I'd say yes, but the identification, as everybody said, is pretty tough. ATF, National Firearms Act, doesn't identify any of the most popular AK rifles as is coming under their purview. I think that was politically, they tried to get some of the most popular under that act, but never happened. But also, like for the Military Times, one of the most popular magazines, in those advertisements and in their articles, they describe, for example, the most popular AK, I call civilian weapons, as assault rifles. Assault type rifles. So I think there's going to be enough information to decide where they want to go, but I don't think it'll ever happen. I don't think it'll ever get through the state legislature.
Thank you. 1-800-966-1039. This person texts us in the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. People who are uneducated in guns should not be allowed to talk about them, let alone make laws. You guys would never let me come in there and start running the board. I have no clue how to. Can you imagine?
They don't let me do it.
Can you imagine me telling you how to do your job? I want to reply to that. Correct, sir or ma'am. I don't know a lot about this. I don't know any of the answers, but I know the questions.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. We're asking the questions. If you'd like to call in and share your insight, we'd love to hear it. 1-800-966-1039 is our telephone number. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.